Assembly Majority Leader Tom Nelson, a Democrat from Kokona, says the four bills are designed to stimulate investment by creating jobs in certain key Wisconsin industries.
Meat processors, dairy cooperatives, cheese makers, food processors, and paper companies.
Specifically, incentives for paper companies to convert biomass into fuel, credits to help farmers and food processors modernize their equipment, and new tax breaks for companies in enterprise zones. Nelson says the measures were crafted to spur development without busting the budget.
We're doing all this in the context of the worst economic crisis in several generations, of the worst budget deficit in state history. These incentives are relatively small programs. We're not talking about tens of millions of dollars. We're talking about hundreds of thousands of dollars.
The measures have bipartisan support. Republican Assemblyman Jerry Petruski of Mosinee is supporting the paper mill biofuel bill. The farm and food processing investment bills were approved by unanimous votes in committee, and the enterprise zone bill was approved by an 11-1 committee vote. The assembly is also poised to approve a bill sponsored by Democrat Donna Seidel of Wausau, which helps developers working on civic improvement projects.
The idea is very simple: access to federal tax-exempt bond dollars to help public projects in our communities.
That measure passed the state Senate by a very bipartisan 32-0 vote. I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.